in.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Oh, give me a break.
Right.
Come on. You don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second, wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I want to be in on this too.
For a woman not to do it than a man. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such a baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
Masturbation's lost its fun. You're again.
It is the Migs Cast. My name is Steve Migs. I'm here with my good friend Top Joe.
Yeah!
The mighty Reverend Enfuego.
Good day.
And everybody's favorite, Mono Nick.
I'm lazy.
Yeah, I think all of us are. Yeah, I think we're all, except for the Rev, still in contention for our Master of Domain.
I'm
I think
there.
You guys are lying.
Not yet.
I am not.
I am definitely not lying.
Trust me, I haven't lied yet either.
I've had to find so many things to do to fill my schedule.
I can't wait to talk about this. I think all of us have become way more productive because of this. But let's start things off with the jam of the week. From what I hear, this song is also about masturbation. It's Mudhoney. Still pumping it up.
Pumping it out.
Is this an original song?
No, this is a cover.
Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello. Okay.
Yeah, Mudhoney covering it. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
I looked up songs about masturbation. This one came up. I was like, hell yeah. The original did. And I'm like, I feel like you're in the Mudhoney version.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah. I feel like maybe I should stop.
I've been worked that, like, to that point.
Yeah.
Where I couldn't walk the next day.
Oh, jeez.
So, all I know is there's a very good chance that I might be out this weekend.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm going to Vancouver for that hot... Oh, wait. I won't be out because I have a roommate. I'm still in.
There's still a door in between the main room and the bathroom.
Yeah, there's still a shower.
Yeah.
You're going to be away from your lady. You're going to be hammered.
I think I'm going to be all right. I think I can get through this weekend.
Yeah.
It's about getting through this week.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of dead time.
Because I'll tell you, last week, I don't know how many more times I can vacuum. I don't know how many more times I can do yoga.
Or laundry.
With any of that. Yeah. Like, I threw a load in the laundry, and I was like, I was talking about laundry, you guys.
Right.
I
just didn't think you ever did laundry.
Yeah. Well, I did, and then I got bored, and yeah.
And tapped
other
out.
Yeah. Well, it's on the spin cycle.
Well, I got an hour until the dryer's done.
Right?
So. Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
Do you go grocery shopping?
I hit that point when Lulu got dropped off to go to the hair appointment that she had, right? It was like on Tuesday or Wednesday. No, that'd be Wednesday. And so I got home, and there's no Lulu, so there's no pup to play with, and then I'm just kind of by myself. And I'm like, oh, I could either play video games. And I sat in the room where I go play video games.
Yeah.
And then I got on my phone, and I'm like,
see?
This is what I usually do. I'm all by myself. I was alone. All by myself.
Another Green Day song.
Man, when you have pets and they're not home when you get home, it's really like an empty house.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't like it at all. Like, I don't ever not have a pet for that reason alone. It feels like just it's not a home.
Yeah,
home is where your pet is.
That's the one reason why I want to move. Like, our place is okay. It's a bit small, but we can't have pets.
Yeah.
And we want a pet.
Pets rock.
Yeah, and they're awesome.
You look like a cat kind of guy.
What's
wrong with cats, man?
I think the optimal thing at this point would be to have, like, two dogs and a cat.
Jeez, how about you start with one pet first?
Yeah, I know. We're going to start there at some point, but we got plans.
Should probably bring the cat in first so the dogs don't own the place before the cat gets there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't
cats
know how that works.
More chill.
I'll never have a cat.
Yeah.
Although I like the cat in our neighbor's house. He just hangs out and looks at us through the window.
Yeah.
He seems pretty neat. But yeah, so I'm like, oh, this is the time to do it. And just as I started going on typing in the URL, the phone rang.
Oh, perfect.
And it was the
masturbation patrol.
It was, dude. It was the groomers. And they're like, yep, Lulu, Miss Lulu's ready to be picked up. I'm like, I still have a couple. I'm only 10 minutes away. I'm like, nope, this was a sign. But yeah, dude,
Stiffy in the den,
having more sex with my wife now.
Well, yeah, oh, me too.
Nice. I've learned a valuable lesson about self-love. Is that it actually? You know, I always kind of dismiss that whole concept of it can't affect my sex life. But I'm starting to realize that it kind of did.
We're getting old. That low T thing.
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean, the other night I was just like. Like, let's go.
Wow.
Start poking her. So, Toppy, you're doing the
same
thing.
I'm glad that works for you. That does not work for me.
Yeah, but unfortunately, her aunt just came to town.
No.
Like, a day and a half ago.
Yeah, are we talking Flo?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about her aunt.
Like an actual aunt.
That's what I thought earlier, and I go,
no.
Oh, that's going to help you. And then I realize, no, he's talking about that other aunt.
Yes. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's just free games then.
Man, I don't know.
That's tough.
I had a couple rough days at the very beginning of this process because my wife had a couple band practices. Therefore, she was gone like all day.
Right. Yeah. And you had a chamber.
First 2 days we did this. First day wasn't bad. I just kind of forgot about it. But the second day, I found myself in those empty spots, like you were saying, of the day. Just like, oh.
Yeah. I think I made it to Thursday afternoon. And then finally, like Friday morning is when I posted
the video.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Have you seen today?
Dropping like flies.
Are they?
Yeah. Today's been
it's
a day.
I called him out because everyone's a goddamn lying liar who lies.
Wow. Yes.
Like, I posted that because I was just like, I was looking at the things, and there was like two or three posts, and I'm like,
I'm with you, dude.
There are some TDs who are flat out lying.
Yeah.
They're just lying to themselves to try to look better, and it's like, no, this isn't about that. This is about being true to yourselves.
So I believe the very first person who tapped out was a guy by the name of Vince. He tapped out. I saw he posted, I think, the next day.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
And then we have, of course, you, Rev. These are the ones that I noticed. Uche, he tapped out today.
Yep.
Like I said, today was like Uche, Caesar, then Nelly admitted that
Caesar's out.
Caesar's done.
Wow.
Like it was we have our buddy Augustine, one of our fine Titanic douches, one of the three amigos here with us, and you had a great comment about Caesar and why he dropped out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe that when Nick and I were talking about it, he read that Nelly dropped out, so I think that put him over the edge.
The visual got in his head.
Well, he was the one asking for video, or was it you for video, or it didn't happen? Yeah, totally. And I'm
if she posted a video, there'd be a lot more people also tapping out.
God.
Might be the entire MixCast Facebook page.
We're done.
Ben, he tapped out. Barrett, Amir, Dylan, Ritual.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude, there was like just a slew of people tapping out, man. I thought it was
great. The floodgates opened.
It's only going to get worse as we get closer to the weekend. I thought for sure last weekend we were going to get like a whole crap ton of them.
Yeah. I got lucky, so.
So what have you been doing to get your mind?
Cooking.
A lot of cooking?
A lot of prepping in the kitchen.
Is Angie like, noticing like a difference?
I don't know. Yeah. Probably not.
Yeah.
She just comes home and this isn't done. This isn't done.
Yeah.
Like, I just got done cleaning the whole entire apartment.
I changed all the light bulbs that were out that I keep forgetting. I cleaned out all the spider webs around the house.
The first thing I did.
I'm very productive now.
Yeah. Saturday, I woke up and I cleaned the entire apartment while she's working on other things. And then and then I get done and I sit down to play a video game. And she's like, the apartment's not clean. I go, well, if it's not clean to your specifications, then have at it the rest of the way, like whatever you want, because it's done on my end.
Listen, woman, I clean and I'm pent up with a lot of tension.
Yeah.
You do not want me to explode.
I had a girlfriend like that my cleaning was never good enough for her.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh, okay, then go. Your turn.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sid will pull that on me from time to time, like say something, like comment on my cleaning skills. And I go, look. This is as good as it gets. Yeah. I ain't changing.
Right? Yeah, I vacuumed. What, you want me to vacuum again?
Better?
Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do that better.
Here's an idea. If you don't like the way I do it, you do it.
Right?
That's about what I was saying.
We've been looking at cleaning companies just to see in what prices they are
because
no one likes to do it.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not that expensive. If you do it like twice a month or something, or even if you're really bad, I don't think we're really bad, you could do it once a week, but it's not that pricey. Dude. And it's worth it not having to do the crap like dust. Who wants to do that crap?
Well,
no one.
I don't. My wife does it.
Hate it.
We're doing chores every week, bro. Like we clean our house every week.
We tried. We have a vacuum, whole list of all the things.
Bro. I vacuum twice a week.
I'm lucky if I get to the litter.
This is before the master of my domain issue.
Oh, right. My gosh, no.
My job every week is to vacuum. I vacuum every Sunday and... typically, like on a Wednesday or something like that.
Sometimes
and,
in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, in the middle of the week. And then I have to clean the toilets.
I have to clean the toilet.
Well, for the same reason.
Yeah, because
my wife doesn't.
We're the destructor of them.
Right.
I mean, it's only fair. She has to clean the tub because she's usually the one that like dyes her hair and it ends up in like a purple tub.
Jeez, man.
So she's the one that gets to deal with that. But yeah, I got to do the toilet.
It's crazy, though.
I wouldn't even.
You do the toilets at your house? Nick?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
rude.
Yeah.
You guys have your women clean the toilets?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't have her. That's what she chose as one of her chores.
See, I get out of doing everything else, though.
Yeah.
So I'd rather clean the toilet.
I clean the toilet, and I don't have to clean the rest of the bathroom.
See, I do the dishes because I'm pretty anal about how dishes should be done.
Easy. Yeah, me too.
And I'm just like, oh, man, I just really hate it when she leaves the kitchen. Because she'll go in and cook fine and everything. She's a great cook, but the kitchen's an entire, like... disaster area afterwards, and when I'm cooking, I clean as I go, and I'm I don't know,
methodical.
See, my wife's doing all the she prepares everything on Sundays for the entire week.
I wish we had enough like
it's all day affair though, because I'm like figuring like I help her, I dry the dishes, she cleans them, I'll dry them, and I sit back down on my fat ass on the couch, and I'm thinking, well, I'm good for the rest of the day. Within 20 minutes, she's like, we have more dishes. I'm like, how?
Yep.
She's like, well, I just now prepared Tuesday's meal.
Yep.
I'm like, so you're telling me there's three more meals I got to worry about? She's like, yeah.
It's can like you're eating wait? That day.
I'm like, wow, can't we just get some Indian food every once in a while?
See, that's the problem, though, is that you don't prepare like that, and then you're like, okay, well, I guess I have to pick something up.
Right.
I wish I could just... like have enough energy, but at like 8 o'clock, I don't want to do anything. I want to be able to make like lunch the next day and just make some sandwiches to put in the fridge and wait it out. And
our whole week's worth of meals are all prepped and ready to go. I mean, and then they get cooked.
Yeah.
But like that way, when she gets home from work, all she has to do is take all the chopped up whatevers and. You know.
Do you guys like pre-freeze meals and stuff like that? You guys do all that stuff?
No.
I'm trying to work up to that area, but we don't have the freezer room for
it. We don't have any meals that we have to really technically freeze. There's no meat involved in our meals. You know
what
I mean? Nothing's going to go bad with what we're doing. It's just a bunch of corn and beans and...
lettuce.
Celery and
that gives you the greatest stale veggie fart.
Yeah,
man, I don't know if it was this week or last, but there was one day when I walked in just to pick up some of the papers and stuff.
I know which day it was,
and I was just like, and it's your domain,
bad.
It's your domain, and you can do what you want, but it's just gotta go. No conversation with Steve in the morning
that day. I remember thinking to myself, I gotta get out of this room myself. Yeah,
that's usually when I send in the intern to go grab the papers or anything. It's like, hey,
poor
go
intern.
Get that stuff.
That's great. Because then you call him into your room when it's your day.
Yes.
Yeah.
What'd you learn? Get something.
At KISW. Well, I learned that there's a lot of stinky asses that work there. Yeah. I want to say thank Augustine. Thank you for bringing the tamales today.
Speaking of stinky
no problems.
Those were awesome. I learned something from our fine Titanic douche, one of our three amigos, about dating Mexican women.
Don't do it?
No.
No, he shared something with me that actually blew my mind during commercials this morning because it happened to me once when I dated a Mexican girl, and I had no idea that this was a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was dating a girl about 12 years ago, 11, 12 years ago.
And good for you.
Every time... Thanks, Nick. So, yeah, every time that we went on a date, her sister had to come along with us.
What? Yeah, that's weird.
We were talking to just goes, yeah, that's why, you know, dating Mexican girls, you always got to worry about their sister coming along. And I go, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Well, are you? And he goes, yeah, that could be a thing sometimes. And I go, that explains a really weird date I had that I forgot about until he brought it up. Like, this is when we first started working at KSW. It was actually a girl that tried to be a rock girl, but bowed out because she didn't want to do the whole bikini contest thing, even though she had... smoking body.
Yeah.
She was like tiny. And so we kept talking, and she's like, oh, we should get together sometime. Let's go out. And I was like, yeah, I'll take you out to lunch. That'd be fun. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So I have to work for me, for her, maybe a break. I don't know what her schedule was like at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like excited to meet up with her. I'm like, this could be a potential girlfriend. You never know. You get excited. She's hot. She's cool. All this. Yeah. I show up.
Got that Latin heat.
Yeah. You know it. Bang, bang. And so... all of a sudden, there she is with her sister. And I'm like, the hell is going on? So I immediately thought, well, oh, man, I'm an idiot.
They both want me. Oh, that's what you thought?
No, it sounds like he thought, like, this is not a date.
Right. Yeah, she was just excited to go have lunch with Steve.
Yeah.
And wanted to bring her sister, who apparently was a fan of the station. So it was a fun lunch.
Uh-huh.
But I was like,
no date vibe at all.
I got a question. Right. Are you guys expected to pay for the sister's meal as well? Question.
Pretty much.
Damn.
Yeah.
I might have. I can't remember.
So are you there to impress the sister as much as you're there to impress the
way I believe it works, you know, in the Mexican families and communities, it's they're trying to avoid the daughter.
Sex.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Just putting out right away.
I was just trying to get lunch. Pretty I wasn't much. Trying to stick it.
No. I mean, afternoon delight?
Maybe after this chat.
Pretty much a C block.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like, well, it was a relationship block. Now I don't know. Maybe she did dig me.
What could have been?
Well, I did all right. I think I am very happy. If I had to do it all over again, I would do it the exact same way. But... like, it is crazy to think that quite possibly I threw myself right into the friend zone.
Yeah.
And only because I thought, well, who brings their sister? If only I knew you, Augustine. Maybe I could have still had a chance.
I mean, if we were in Mexico, I'd expect it a little bit more. But, I mean, I'm guessing this was downtown. She probably had to catch a bus or something.
Yes. Like, no,
hey, hop along.
Come to the... remember it now. She worked like about five blocks from here.
Oh, okay.
So we just met at a restaurant. I think we met at, was that Romeo's Pizza?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that place.
The place is so good. Mm. So we got a pizza. So that was, at least we made it easy to cover the bill because it was just a pie.
That's just weird.
But I wanted more pie.
Right.
I couldn't get it.
Dessert so her sister pie. Had to clear out her schedule just to go on this date with
it was weird.
With you.
Yeah.
Was the sister hotter?
No.
Oh, good.
No, not at all. She was cute, but she was not hotter.
Oh, so she wasn't the BFF, the big fat friend?
No.
Okay.
That was just the best.
BFF.
If I was a chick, I'd probably be the big fat friend. Who am I kidding? But if I was like a super hot girl, I love that. Every super hot girl I've known has always had the BFF.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just... Stephen Lynch had one of the greatest songs ever about it. Big Fat Friend.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's just called that.
Well, I thought that was pretty funny, man.
That is hilarious.
I found it.
It's very intimidating, too.
I didn't
realize
it.
They both show up in, like, white dresses and...
I'm kind of glad that, I mean...
the driven snow.
What if I asked? I'm like, why'd you bring your sister? Well, she wants to make sure you don't have sex with me. I'm like, wow. I didn't realize we were already up to that point.
And I would imagine that they would just kind of pawn it off and be like, oh, my mom made my sister show up just to make sure or something like that. I don't...
Yeah. I don't think I'm overthinking this, and actually it was a friend zone thing.
Maybe
I'm just like, I'm just trying to make myself feel better about this failed date.
But
attempt.
I mean, we do know Vicky, so.
Yeah, but Vicky wasn't too familiar with this.
She only has a brother.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they'll make the brother go along too.
Oh, that would be weird.
That's really weird.
I would leave. I might leave if I was going to meet up with a...
If it's two sisters...
But if it was like a little brother, maybe, you know... Like
well, if it's two sisters, you got the chance at maybe doing something really crazy.
Nice.
I didn't want anything with that sister.
Okay, she could hold the camera.
Oh, crap. There you go.
Right? I say I would leave, but I just remembered there was another time.
Oh, God.
And it involved another rock.
Wow, you were just... Man, you were just hitting the stables, weren't you?
The rock row rejects were my favorites.
That's amazing.
Because they were just... That way I wasn't doing anything with work. And nothing, you know, I mean, I wasn't crossing the line. I never dated a rock girl. I've hooked up with a rock girl that eventually became a rock girl, but at the time, it was like years later that she tried out to become a rock girl and wound up becoming
hilarious.
One. But this one, and I think you guys remember this one.
Nice.
I'm trying to remember how I could explain it without like... Do you remember the girl that threw her fake boob against the wall?
Vaguely.
Because she didn't get picked as a rock girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like a stuffed?
Yes.
Thing? Yeah.
The silicone stuff.
She had like a silicone like one, thing. And she
I was never
so
around
mad.
At that point.
Oh, that's best time.
I remember this story. I remember Steve telling me
that's
about
my
it.
Favorite part. I was so bummed when we stopped doing the rock girl galas for that reason, because it was like... You had a room of like 20 pissed off hot chicks that are crazy.
And some of them just wanted to hate F.
Yeah.
Because they're so mad.
Well, anyways, so she threw a chicken cutlet against the wall.
Yeah, and then stormed off. Well, eventually, like, we got talking, and then we agreed to meet up at the Ram. And I'm like, this is going to be fun.
Appropriate.
So I go down there, and I'm thinking, again, here's another date opportunity. She shows up, and who does she show up with? Her boyfriend. Who I had no idea she had.
What?
So now I'm like in this
surprise.
Yeah, that's not on you. That's on her.
That's her. That's she's crazy.
Yeah, that's her bed.
Dude, but I was like, well, what the hell do I do? If I get up and leave, I felt like I'd be like an Uber douche. Because it's like, okay, well, he's obviously coming along because he's excited to meet me.
Right.
Somehow, I don't know how she pitched that one to him.
Well, maybe he's holding the camera.
Oh. Again, I could have had a devil's threesome topic.
You said down there. Did you go like all the way to Tacoma or
something?
No,
up there. I went to the Northgate one.
And you were living in Linwood?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not so bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. But it was awkward. And they were. It was very, like, we had fun. They were like, he was very cool. But like.
Yeah.
You gotta warn somebody about that.
Surprise, boyfriend!
Eiffel Tower.
Yes, right. So, when are we getting this threesome thing going? Are we going to get it before or after the onion rings show?
You know,
up?
I probably would have said that just to break the ice, like, see what the hell's going on. Like,
that would have been amazing.
Just like throw it out there.
So,
am
I getting to do her first, or
what's up with this?
Could you do the devil's threesome in any situation? I don't think you could.
It had to be a lot of Molly involved.
I think I could if the situation was right, but.
I'm trying
absolutely
to
not for me.
No?
No.
Yeah, I don't think
I had a
so
hard
me,
time.
Man.
Bad traits.
I don't like to share.
I had a difficult time performing when it was myself was in back in my college days. I was hooking up with a chick in her bed, but she shared a room with a girl who was hooking up with her dude in her bed.
Okay.
So there was like maybe about 20, not 20. That's a huge room.
Switch.
Maybe about like 10 feet between us. But just hearing them.
Sure.
Like just and they were trying to be quiet. We were trying to be quiet, but it's like.
But. Yeah.
Right? Shut up, they can hear us.
Run home.
This is so weird.
She can't scream
hey,
now.
Easy, Rev.
That was tough. I don't think I could do it with a dude. Like,
boot
sure.
Camp.
Yeah. I kept my pants on that day.
So, Toppy, you could do it.
Well, yeah, I said if the situation was right, I
what's
could.
What's the situation that would make it right?
They're ready to go, and he's ready to go.
I couldn't be dating either one of them, I don't think.
Well, I'd hope you're not dating the dude.
Right.
Well, that's up to you.
And I don't know. It just, I don't know. It would
is
have
it
to
looks
be.
Based?
He's so progressive, Toppy.
I'd kind of like him to be a stranger.
Yeah.
I'd really prefer
so
that.
So you'd never have to look at him again.
Right.
Like, it would be one of those moments where, yeah, you're walking, like at someone's party, walking down a hallway or something, you see me like, oh, hey.
Like you said, let's just say I'm sitting at a bar by myself for whatever reason, and I'm sitting next to a couple, and I'm really, like, thinking the chick is hot.
Yeah.
And then they're like, hey, we got a room, all right. And then I think I could maybe do that.
Yeah, I turned one of those down.
Did you?
Devil's threesome?
Yeah.
Who was it with?
It's people I had no idea who they were. They were at a club,
they
like he was talking about.
You?
Right. And I'm
what
walking
club?
Up. It was Polyesters.
Nice.
Back in the day.
Ego boost. 70s
Where
and 80s.
Where was that?
That was right down by the...
Oh, Mercer? I remember that place.
Yeah, yeah. They turned it into polyesters, and they turned it into the 80s club, and then it was like a half an hour club for
clubs.
A while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was two clubs.
They should just call that club failure, because any club that opens there...
It just died, yeah.
Yeah.
You would see
right
it...
Right by the Space Needle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chomp used to do a show.
So
there.
You were at polyesters?
Yeah, and this lady...
That's amazing.
I was walking up the stairs going to one of the other clubs, and this chick tugged on my shirt and said, "Hey... my boyfriend wants to know if you would come home with us." And I was just like...
Well, that was worded weird.
I
was
what the say, hell? No, thank
you. Yeah, poor pitch on her part.
Yeah, that means that, yeah, he might want to do a little...
He might want to... Plus, I would... I don't know, maybe...
It was polyesters.
Maybe you'd be more apt to do it if, like, she came up to you and goes, "Oh, my God, you're so hot, blah, blah, blah," starts talking to you, and then goes, "Man, I'd just totally like to slay you, but my boyfriend's here, and...
It's got to be at the same time.
He's okay with it, are what you?"
Yeah.
DP?
Yeah.
Or... London.
If it would have been worded the way you said, then I probably would have gone along, like, at least seen where else it was going
to
lead.
But the boyfriend, you don't want to think that the boyfriend's the one that's putting in the word.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I don't really dig you, but my boyfriend thinks you're
See,
hot.
What I think what she was trying to say was, my boyfriend approves of you.
Right.
Slamming me.
Let that be a lesson, kids.
Yeah,
phrasing is very important.
Yeah,
Steve would totally do it, because think about how much Molly he's on right now.
Are we doing it right now? Should I take my pants off? Because I'm having sex with this speaker right now. Can I bring
the speaker, Steve?
Oh, crap. Is that the security guard? Sorry, sir.
See, and then this other time, this older woman came up to me at the show box.
How old are we talking?
I was probably 19, 20, and no, I had to have been just 21 because we were in the bar.
Yeah.
And she was probably in her early 30s.
Oh, so old.
I said older.
I know, it's funny. It's funny now that we look at that.
Exactly.
Like yeah, 30.
A couple years younger than me.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. And she started hitting on me.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden... This guy comes up to me and starts jabbing me in my back with his hand.
Oh,
he's like,
no.
"Hey, buddy, you need to come and talk to me." And so I started walking out with both of them. And she, like, so I walked out with him, then she followed us.
You went out with them?
Well, he probably thought they were going to fight or something.
Right.
Well,
yeah. So
I don't
he started
be,
going. And
I'd be like, "Yo, we're talking
on the midst
here.
Of getting, like, going to the exit. I found another exit and left the club. It's just like, I'm not even dealing with whatever that was.
No.
Like, she was totally hitting on me for about 20 minutes, and then this guy comes up to me and... Yeah.
Not your fault.
Right. That was her trying to stir him up.
Yeah, exactly. Probably good, like, hate sex afterwards.
Rev, would you do a devil's threesome?
Nah.
Augustine.
No. Definitely not. No.
So I'll be, you're alone.
I think I could find a situation to make it happen.
Yep. Only way for me. Multiple hits of Molly.
I think it's only fair for your wife, right?
Yeah, because you finally get some.
Hey, yo.
Well, no, didn't you get to have a threesome?
Well, I have in my life.
Oh.
She was there. It was with her.
Okay.
She was involved in the two times it happened.
Nice.
Yeah.
Same girl?
But it wasn't that great.
Oh.
Was it the same girl both times?
It was the same girl. The third wheel was the same wheel, and it was lame both
she
times.
She was squeaky.
She just wasn't into it.
The girl wasn't?
No.
Well, that's boring.
Right?
What's the point to even do it?
Yeah. I think she just kind of decided it wasn't really her thing. I don't know.
Both times?
Halfway through.
She was probably scared of me once she saw the real me.
Wait. One time
I
You're
going to
put that where?
Oh, no, you're not.
Top NATO.
Where is that murdered chick?
No, but it was lame both times.
Weird.
Yeah.
Would you try it again if it was with a different chick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can think of a few of her friends I'd try it with.
Really? Do we know any of them?
Yeah, you do.
Probably.
Pool party?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Can I watch?
Yeah, right? Yeah. See, you'd put your stamp of approval on that.
Oh, I'd put my stamp of something on that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd get that going either.
I don't think so either.
Whoa.
I think you're like one bong hit away.
Right? Okay, yeah. Let's talk about something. What are we
all
talking
right,
about?
Somebody's going to lose pretty soon here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Everyone just start posting your videos.
Post a video on my behalf right now.
Oh, hey, you put that away.
Do I need to walk out now?
It might get weird. Definitely won't be bonding.
Not bonding.
No, not
Anybody
at all.
Got a towel?
Ooh.
Hey, speaking of, I said top NATO, Sharknado, I watched Lavalantula yesterday.
Okay.
How was that?
So much better than Sharknado 3.
I haven't even bothered with Sharknado 3.
Sharknado 3, I understand why Toppy's turned it off. It gets better as it goes along, but it's kind of like the same joke over and over again.
Yeah, it kind of did in the first one, huh?
Yeah.
And the second one.
Is he cutting out of sharks at any point?
He's doing a lot of crazy things with the sharks, man. It's so over the top, ridiculous. The ending is so stupid, but so awesome.
That's awesome.
Lavalantula features the Goot, Steve Guttenberg.
Oh.
And I was also a little, like, on the fence. This one is more of the spirit of, like, what you fell in love with Sharknado for. It's so ridiculous, but it's not, like, constantly just being ridiculous. There's other stuff going on. So
right.
It was fun. I really enjoyed the film, and I'm bringing it up because the Goot is going to be on the Migs cast next week.
Wow.
That's right, baby.
You've delivered.
Steve Guttenberg will be joining us to share his experiences starring in Lavalantula. Next week.
Awesome.
I'm so pumped.
That'll be cool because we'll actually get a little bit. I mean, that's just fun to talk about those things. I love those sci-fi movies.
They're so
good.
I
love how bad. There you go. I love how bad they are.
Yeah.
Because it's just, and you get celebs in there. Like when you get people who you don't know, you don't necessarily care about. But when you're watching, like, you know, like Guttenberg running around, you're like, all right, cool.
And they cross the streams. There's a moment where Ian Ziering pops up.
No way.
And he asks for his help. And Ian's like, sorry, dude, I'm dealing with sharks right now.
It's in the same universe.
That's awesome.
God, this is like the worst planet be on.
To live here.
Michael Winslow. I haven't finished it. I still got a little bit more left to do, but it looks like there's like a pretty solid Police Academy reunion. Like the quiet chick, the kind of like the meeky.
Oh, the black girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's in it. Michael Winslow's in it. I think I saw, I don't know if it was Tackleberry or somebody. There's a few.
Tackleberry's dead.
All right, it wasn't Tackleberry. It wasn't Hightower.
Yeah, this isn't Zombie Tower.
Hightower's dead.
Maybe it was just Michael Winslow and the quiet black woman. But still, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I can't wait to talk to the Goot about it.
Oh, wow.
Is it, so it's available on Sci-Fi? Or
It ran just the other day. I watched it. I DVR'd it. But it's airing again on Wednesday night, tomorrow night.
Oh, perfect.
So technically, we're recording the interview with Guttenberg tomorrow morning to promote that, but yeah.
Timing
is never of the essence. We might try and like cut it up and get some of it on the BJ and Migs show tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, Guttenberg next week on the Migs cast. Very
sweet.
Were there any like Sharknado aspects where the editing was just so bad? Like,
oh, dude,
there's water. Like the house is flooding, but you go outside the house and there's no water on the streets, and you're like,
yeah.
Right. I think that was part of the charm for me with Sharknado.
They used so much B-roll footage that they're like, well, we need a police chase. Do we have any police car footage?
Get the naked gun stuff from the opening credits.
But this is from Nebraska. You can see cornfields. It doesn't matter. It kind of looks like L.A.
Dude, there's
Have
some
you seen
scenes.
Our budget?
There are scenes with these spiders, these giant like lava infused tarantulas, and then it's there's these explosions that are clearly like I think we could do with like a phone. And actually, they even joke about that. They showed this to somebody. They go, look, this is going on right now in the streets, and the guy goes, oh, that's funny. I have that app too, where you can make these fake explosions.
That's awesome.
That is
I love
great.
It.
Yeah, it's. I think Lavalantula is way more entertaining than Sharknado 3.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's worth watching. Toppy, I know you got nothing going on tonight, Wednesday night.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep you guys self from being master of your domain.
Hey,
you
know, dude.
Watch some
the cool thing at the old Shelf household is I got the DirecTV.
Yep.
I get East Coast feeds.
Ooh. So, yeah. You should watch
it
tomorrow.
3 hours early.
I'm curious what you'll think of this one. I know you hated Sharknado 3.
You said it's on tomorrow or tonight?
Tomorrow, Wednesday night.
Okay.
On Sci-Fi.
I'll watch it.
Toppy mentioned Aunt Flo making a visit to his home.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for Aunt Flo to stop by. Like, she's been late.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Stevie.
Yesterday, the wife was feeling nauseous.
Uh-oh. Is she puking today?
I hope.
Jeez.
I don't know what it means.
You're just doing it to win the... Make sure you love this child. And that's
well,
just
if it's a boy, I will.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
If it's a girl, it better be a tomboy. Tell you that.
Teach it hockey, you'll be fine.
Much to my wife's chagrin, I will.
You haven't seen Inside Out yet, have you? The Disney Pixar movie.
I don't even know what that is.
It's about emotions and stuff.
It's a movie kicking ass right now.
Oh yeah. We saw it on Friday, but it's
Inside
about
Out?
Inside Out, yeah.
I remember that Eve Six song.
It's I would swallow my pride.
Heart in a blender.
Like that one.
I will follow you back.
But the little girl in the movie plays hockey, so.
Oh, Nice.
Yeah. So you can take her to say that and say, hey, little girls play hockey too, just in case you.
I've been trying to pitch that to her. She goes, no attractive girls play hockey. And I'm like,
I disagree.
I do too, but I have to like walk that fine line.
Yeah, because it's an older
movie. Are you trolling for
I point out the ones on television, but I never point out the ones that I've played hockey with. I'm like, I almost went, no, there's this chick that plays with us that's smoking hot.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Foot in mouth.
Yeah, right. So I just go, well, kind of. But, I mean, I've seen some on the U.S. Olympic team that are attractive.
Yeah, Julie the Cat Gaffney, she was pretty hot.
Julie the Cat, she was a badass goalie. Yeah. Goldberg's not a fan of hers at the end of the day.
Right.
Took his spot,
took his
that
spot.
Bitch.
And all his weight. He's lost so much weight.
Yeah, he doesn't look the same.
No.
They need to do a reunion movie. They
something.
Need to do a reunion movie.
Oh, that'd
Mighty
be great.
Ducks. That'd be so badass.
Where Charlie comes back and he's the coach.
Right.
And he's like all hopped up on like meth or something.
Wow.
Tiger blood.
Well, Emilio was like, he got in trouble for a DUI or drunk driving or something like that in that movie.
Oh.
No, in the movie, that's what he got in trouble for.
This is trippy, you guys.
Uh-oh. So, oh, no. Is that your wife?
Yeah.
So oh, she got the, yeah, she got the lady.
This just came in right now.
Yeah.
She goes, gosh, my tummy hurts again. I wonder if I'm pregnant. I still haven't started my period. Ha ha, with a happy face with a tongue sticking out. That's weird.
That is weird. At what point do you go beyond? I guess the next point is a home pregnancy test.
Yeah, get one of those little sticks that you pee
would you
on.
Wait another month and then do that? Or
I don't know how this
do
works.
Do it now.
I figure when we
EPT.
See a head pop out, then we know you're pregnant.
Right.
Well, I figure anything after like so 5 or 6 weeks that she's like hasn't got. Since her last period, that's
that would
when...
be so dope if I.
Well, he's got to be probably at 5 because she's noticing it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So go pee, and not you, her.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get pee on the stick because that won't help at all.
I don't know.
Blue,
the way
honey,
been...
it's blue.
I feel like I might have one in the oven after 4 tamales this morning.
Four.
Yeah, 4.
Wow. Wow.
Am I that
you.
Crazy?
You're eating for 2, apparently.
Yes, I am.
The sympathy weight.
Wow, we could have our first Migscast baby.
Yeah. Baby,
the first one.
Yes, a little mascot.
Do we get to let the douches name it?
No,
get some like Chalupa Batman action.
No,
not gonna happen.
I am not leaving it. I love every Titanic douche out there, but I am not leaving that in the hands of the Titanic douches.
Well, at least leave it to the three amigos.
All right, fine.
There you go.
That's the part that scares me.
A few selected douches.
All right, why don't we do the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages? Because we got to still visit our buddy Donnie today over at Rainier on Pine.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, come on, Toppy.
It's the Migscast. It's the Migscast. Messages.
Sturgis. All right. Augustine, it's in your hands.
Let's do voicemails.
Oh, voicemails. Yeah. I think we got a few.
Uh-oh.
We have six.
Let's just hope it's not of them doing what I think they're doing.
Yeah, well, that's...
Playing Master of Puppets.
I had to shut down. Everyone got a little overboard with all like the half-naked women they were posting. Like, I thought it was funny at first. And then it was like, okay, every picture's that way. And then somebody posted one with full-on nips were showing.
Oh,
like,
whoa.
And then as soon as I was about to like delete that one... just full like porn. Like I was so glad. Like I just deleted it immediately. And that's
yeah,
how
I saw
like,
your post and I looked for it and I couldn't find the porn.
No, I deleted a few. I deleted it. I don't like
damn
to be that.
It.
I don't want to be Mr. Administrator. I don't like to delete anything. But I was like, you know, we do have like chicks on this page and guys that are going on this page with their chicks maybe over their shoulder.
Yeah,
and you can't casually look at your Facebook feed if you're in the group if they're posting that, because if you're doing that at work,
yeah,
you're looking at your Facebook on work and there's nips.
It was just getting a little too much. And I thought it was very, like I said, I thought it was hilarious. Like, that was a very funny idea, whoever came up with that originally. But it was almost like, okay, now we're all becoming sheep and we're all doing it too much.
Yeah.
Let's tone it back. Once in a while is funny. Not every single post being close to porn.
Right.
All right. First voicemail. Excuse me.
Doesn't sound like Master of Puppets.
Sounds like
it's Carmack from the Molly Crew.
Carmack.
Oh, the his name is concert. I called out when Molly Crew plays. This is the other what's his name? Douchebag. I can't remember his name.
Later. Alice Cooper.
It was 18 and I like it, I thought I heard.
Okay.
Oh, great. Good job for posting concert stuff. You
can't hear it.
No, you can't hear anything.
Steve heard it.
Barely.
Apparently. All right. Congratulations.
Next voicemail.
Oh, it's another one.
Carmack. Carmack, your phone sucks.
Yeah, I don't hear any.
I'm at the bar. I can't
hear. The seats must suck. I can't
Are you
hear...
in the bathroom?
Seats must
Are
suck.
You pooping?
He's in the bathroom, but he's not pooping.
Oh.
I'll give you one more
guess.
I hear
some bitches.
That's, oh, I didn't speak right. that
time. No,
thanks
jamming.
For wasting our time.
Yeah.
Carmack, come on, man.
You're better than that, man.
Yeah,
you're
man.
Better than that.
Come on.
All right, next voicemail. Oh, jeez.
Door master.
Yeah, there's one.
Nice.
There's
our first one. Right.
Come back.
Don't bob your heads, guys. He could be doing it right then and there.
Did you make it through the night?
Yes, I'm proud to say I did.
Then why are you playing the song?
That was Jerry.
Somebody edited in Seinfeld into this.
Oh.
Since they're master right now.
You're still master of your domain. Yes, I am. Master of my domain.
These are weird voicemails, man.
Well, that means that somebody just took care of business and then had time to edit up a fun little piece.
Right.
But they didn't say who it was.
Exactly.
It's kind of trippy.
Carmack.
Yeah, I'm just going to say it's Carmack.
You think he just finished up that Motley Crue show to all those hot mills?
Oh, well, he deserves it for the first voicemail. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Next voicemail. So far, these have been.
Hey, this is Don with Sean the Beard Guy. Sean has a very important message for all douches. He wishes them a happy Saturday, right, Sean?
Oh, yeah. Have a good
Saturday.
What? He's just been knocking it out of the park recently.
Trashed again?
And Sean the Beer Guy.
What is going on today?
These are really weird.
Anyways, have a great weekend. We're having a blast.
Oh, clearly.
Right, thank you.
I could hear it over the phone.
Was he with Carmack? Or?
Quite possibly. I think this is all. These are all
Augustine,
Carmack's
this
fault.
Is all your. Well, I'd say it's his fault for picking them.
He
yeah.
picked the voicemails. Yeah, way to go, Augustine.
There's two more. So
I was hoping for Uncle Ricky.
Yeah,
you got Uncle Ricky's chances. Been busy, man. Yeah. He doesn't have time to tell us jokes.
Yeah.
All right.
Oops.
So this is my sad story of the weekend. I had a date. Everything was set up well. Then, on my way to pick up some booze and weed, I blew my head gasket.
Oh.
I've been at home, really bummed out all day.
Yeah,
kind of frustrated.
What version is this?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
All right, well, I can understand why you would have to give up on the contest.
Yeah.
One more, Steve.
I'm afraid, man. Okay, so far we're 1 for 5.
Yep.
We're 1 for 4?
1 for 4. 5. 1 for 5. We've played 5.
All right, one out of 5 have been good.
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
Same guy. It's the same song.
He's like, crap, I got disconnected.
Yeah.
Totally well, he was it. Ass.
We've got a lot of voicemails.
All right.
Do we have any good ones?
One. 1 for 6. And I almost feel like that one goes down a notch because it's 2.
I'm out.
All right.
Thank you for your contribution.
There's our voicemails. Oh, yeah. I like this one.
Days when it rained, he'd sit around and check him out. It's Steve Nicks that brightens up the skies. Listen to the messages. The messages are sorts of strange. The words of the voices aren't all the same. Steve Riggs, staying positive.
Sounds just like him.
Ugh.
Was it Morrissey?
No. I like the Smiths, but I hate Morrissey. He's such an insufferable douchebag. But I like the music, so I'm like, crap.
Just like everybody else is.
I think he's really bad.
I only like one Morrissey song. I think it's that. We heard it when our friends become successful.
I don't like Morrissey songs. I like Smith songs. Like Morrissey's, I never even liked his stuff, but for some reason, I'm okay with the Smith stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know why. I couldn't tell you why.
Well, maybe because the music's better than just Morrissey alone.
Yeah, maybe. Just him warbling around.
Cheer up, heifer. You got all these people who love you.
I heard something that he has all of his roadies, and they have to wear the same jeans and black T-shirt that he does.
Why? Unless he has like this inside of him, this is like the ultimate joke he's playing on everybody. And it's like him and maybe one friend from college that are in on the joke. Like back in his college, he goes, bro.
What? Like, I'm playing the long game here with this.
First, let's shotgun a beer.
Right.
All right, now, bro. My couple bitches are coming over later for a threesome. But before that happens, I want to tell you this idea I have. I'm going to create this persona being Morrissey, sad Moz. And I'm going to just pull the wool over everyone else's eyes that I'm the sad, tortured artist when you know full well that I'm not. And then he does it, and the only other person that's laughing is his friend from college.
His friend.
We can bowl the shotgun beers, and we'll drink them down together.
A couple bitches coming over for a threesome.
Could you imagine if him and Aaron Lewis had like a jam session?
The whole world would kill itself.
Nice.
I'm on the outside. I'm knocking on the door to come in. And he won't let me.
It's starting to rain harder.
I hear Trent Reznor might come over and help with the song.
But he's stuck at his mom's house because he blew his head gasket.
Toppy, what do you want us to do?
I
want to
do emails right now.
Emails. All right. This one sent to us by Max. It's just a link to a Funny or Die bit that they just did because of the Hulk Hogan stuff.
Oh, no.
This is actually really well done by the Funny or Die people. As we've talked about on the Migscast before, Bray Wyatt. We've had him on the show before.
Oh, yeah.
Bray Wyatt's an awesome character. He's kind of like that evil, dark, menacing character that's a part of the WWE that always delivers these cryptic promos. Well, Funny or Die decided to do a skit with a fake Bray Wyatt who looks a lot like Bray Wyatt.
I was wondering, like, are they going to be able to get actual Bray? Because
no,
no way.
The WWE is not going to get him. This is just a giant mess. And if you don't know what's going on, Hulk Hogan got fired from the WWE because he's a giant racist, brother. Somebody had said a funny part. They said, finally, we all realized that brother was just his radio edited version of what he wants to say.
Yeah, apparently. Weird.
So, he got fired because he dropped the M-bomb like a bunch in a very hateful way on a tape that wasn't meant to be heard by anyone, a sex tape. It's a long story. I'm sure everybody knows it, but that's the gist of it. So this bit is a fake Bray Wyatt that's doing a promo, and during the promo, he finds out that Hulk Hogan just got fired. And it's funny because it's like he breaks his character every once in a while, and you'll hear it.
Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, at SummerSlam, you want to join the legends. But here's the thing, the legends, they are bones now. Just the bones of Bruno Sammartino, and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Hulk Hogan. And ultimately,
whoa, Bray, one second. If you can, just don't mention Hulk Hogan.
don't mention Hulk.
Yeah, no Hulk in this one.
Okay. I'm gonna make you a corpse, you see. I'm gonna let you out for the vultures to eat all day. Can I just say, what's Hogan on the house for? Is he mad at Vince? They have a contract thing, a toy thing?
You didn't hear about this? Hulk sort of went on a racist tirade.
No!
And we're just trying to keep a little distance right now.
Oh,
right.
Man.
So,
that's horrible.
You're doing great. It's very scary. If you could just take it again.
Can you just tell me what this story is about? Because I don't want to say anything like offensive that's like related. Like what?
You know about Hogan's sex tape.
Yeah, with Bubba the Love Sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge wife.
Cuckold thing,
Kind of a cuckold thing, but then it also turns out maybe it's a blackmail thing. The tape goes out to Gawker, and it said, like Hulk said N-word too many times, way more times.
I think once too many times.
Exactly.
To me. I don't
several
know.
Times more than you should say it. So that's it.
That's sad.
All right. Remember energy.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
No, great. Don't get sad. It's good.
Evil. Sister Abigail, evil. When I get my hands on you, you're going to wish you could put your hands together to pray. But your prayers will not be answered.
It's like a privacy thing is the thing, though. It's
just, I mean, what he said was undeniably racist.
But I'm not, like, defending a racist. That's not my thing.
It's a little bit of a... I mean, I don't know, man. It's a bit of a gray area. Right now, this is not where your head should be.
No, okay. You're right. Yes. You're right. Just SummerSlam, SummerSlam, yes. SummerSlam.
It keeps going, man. It's a great piece. It's on Funny or Die. And at one point, finally towards the end, he just goes, tag team match, I'll wrestle. And then just walks off. Like, he's so broken up by Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Your hero turns out to be a big old douche.
Yeah, yeah. I think between that and the Bill Cosby, everyone's talking about, like, you know, it's the two of them are your childhood heroes for many people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, one is just, I mean, as horrendous as can be if all the allegations are true. You know, Hulkster, he said some awful words, and it sucks. Obviously, the two are different, but it just sucks to think that you're two guys that a lot of us idolize are not very good people.
No.
At all.
Not in the slightest.
And this Hulk Hogan thing is cracking me up, not because of what he said, but because of just the aftermath. Because I almost think, like, he needs a smart PR person to pull him aside and be like, bro, just shut the F up for a while. Let it blow over. You can't keep tweeting. You can't keep retweeting every black dude that posts a picture on your Twitter page saying that they support you. And that's what he's doing right now.
Virgil and Kamala have gotten his back.
Virgil.
And Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Rodman's
got it. Yeah, Rodman right. got it too.
That's not helping. Virgil's the biggest joke in the world of wrestling. He may, for those who don't remember, Virgil was like the bodyguard for Ted the Million Dollar Man DiBiase.
And he was smaller than Ted.
Right, and he became this ultimate joke in the wrestling world amongst not only wrestlers, but fans alike. He is so bad, like so money hungry. He set up shop outside of in a subway in New York. Like $5, you can get an autograph of Virgil or a photo with Virgil in the subway as people get off the train.
I didn't know about that. My favorite picture is him at a wrestling convention, and there's no one near him.
Because everything he does is money motivated, and people can see right through it. I mean, we all know we're all money motivated in one shape, one way or another, but it's like embarrassingly bad with that guy. He's so bad that I know people who have followed him on Twitter, and he sends them a direct message and says, hey, for $50, I'll follow you back. Like, I'm not... Jeez. So, retweeting the fact that Virgil has your back makes me think, how much did Hogan pay him?
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Virgil just hit him up on Twitter and said, Hulkster, hey, brother. Hey, brother. If you need someone to come to bat for you, I'll do it. Just send me $100.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
How do you respect or trust a guy who's out there trying to just rake in as much money from a fan as possible, like Virgil. So that, all the retweets, all the Bible thumping's killing me, too. God has a way, and blah, blah, blah. God this guy.
I'm just looking at his feed, and it's just...
Did God tell you to drop all those awful words? Did God tell you to have sex with your buddy's wife? I mean, don't use God to get out of trouble. It's like it's almost like a get-out-of-jail-free card for some people, and it makes me annoyed. And then you see other people quoting him, and they're like, you're right, the only person I can judge you is God. It's like, oh, come on, all right, enough of this God stuff, and I'm a Christian. But, like, are you serious? Like, you could, okay, so you're just going to go and do awful things? Like, I could just walk over to Mono Nick's house, take a dump on his bed, and he's like, why'd you do that? And I go, I don't know, but God has his way of fixing this, so don't worry about it. You did something bad, own up to it, and stop trying to bring God in to get you out of trouble.
Yeah.
Gosh, Hulkster, brother.
Wow, I just looked up at Virgil's Twitter page because I'm almost tempted to follow him just to see.
Follow him just to see if he writes you.
Right on the thing, I'm doing it right now. But right now it gives an email address, and then it says, pay me and I will follow your sorry ass. And then there's a link to his GoFundMe page right in his Twitter bio.
Click on it.
Oh, man. It's GoFundMe/MakeVirgin$1,000,000 or Virgil$1,000,000.
Yeah, okay. I saw him on Facebook, like, about this, make him a millionaire,
Virgil?
Or something like that.
Yeah, help Virgil become the $1,000,000 man. Raised $360 so far.
That's more $360 more than I thought he would raise.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the backstory with Virgil is pretty funny. When they brought him into the WWE, you know, Vince named him Virgil as a way of making fun of Dusty Rhodes.
Really?
That was a shot at Dusty because, you know, here's this guy that Virgil's supposed to be like this loser security guard guy. So this is back in the... I mean, Vince always had issues with Dusty back in the day. And Dusty's real name is Virgil Reynolds. So he named him Virgil.
Wow.
When Virgil was done in the WWE and got hired by WCW, which was the main guy behind the scenes running the show, was Dusty Rhodes. They brought Virgil in. They changed his name. What did they change his name to?
Vince.
Vince.
Yes.
I can follow these plot lines.
Pretty funny. Versus a sap that's being used as a shot against two guys that have major egos.
Man, he's just, wow.
Make Virgil a millionaire?
Dude, yeah. His GoFundMe page says, thank y'all so far. We'd be ready to attach that Olive Garden restaurant to my backyard. We have a party, y'all. Like, so when he becomes a millionaire, I guess his first plan is to put a Olive Garden in his backyard and throw a party there.
I love it.
Does GoFundMe have like incentive plans? Like if you donate, I don't think it's like Kickstarter, is it?
They have, yeah.
For like $50.
Oh my God,
$5
just...
ugly idiots.
Oh my God, the best.
Oh no,
the comments
don't.
Are amazing on this.
What does it say?
I am Virgil's manager at Arby's, and I am very upset he is using company time to beg people for money, especially when we had a discussion with him this past week about his time management and inability to salt curly fries properly.
Virgil.
The next one. Hey, remember that time you were at a show I was running in 2002? The main event was Dusty Rhodes versus Kevin Sullivan versus Abdul the Butcher versus Terry Funk. You showed up and I allowed you to have a table and sell and sign your photos, but then I had you thrown out because you were bad-mouthing the show to my partner's parents.
Yeah, they don't have tiered donations.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Maybe you and Sonny should do a porn together. You can call it Broke Ass Mountain. These comments are so mean, but...
Read the Iron Sheik's Twitter handle. At least once every couple of days, he decides to call Virgil an ass, which is pretty funny. It's funny because I'm just jumping over to a text, since we're talking about the Hogan stuff. Somebody said, hey, can you touch on the Hogan situation? If you do, could you read Brooke Hogan's poem about her dad?
Oh, no.
That thing is so bad, it's kind of really funny. I have it.
Uh-oh.
Nice. Toppy, I don't know if you have any, like, stupid music, sappy music.
We got some porn music in there.
I don't know. two girls, one cup music. Something.
I wish we still had that.
Let's see what Toppy's able to pull out of his butt.
Come on. Oh, what's happening here? What's happening? I can't do it. I want to do it. Now it'll do it.
All right.
There it goes.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
And 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I got to turn this up. I'm not very good today.
You're bad.
I'm, there we go.
Nice. Well, it's the poem by Brooke Hogan is called If You Knew My Father by Brooke Bolea. That means she's serious. She's using her real last name.
Serious business.
If you knew the dad I knew, you'd know his tender heart. He'd never want to hurt his fans or family from the start. If you knew my father, you would know how hard he fought. All the way, it brought a smile to people, light, medium, and dark. We always fight a battle that people never see. And sometimes when you're hurting, you don't think logically. Human isn't perfect, and perfect is not he. But I can tell you one thing, it's just not what it seems. Because if you knew the dad I knew, you'd know he raised me well. He taught me folks are so much more than shades could ever tell. And if you knew my father, you would know he's down to earth. He may have slammed the giant, but he remembers life's true worth. If you knew my father, if you just walked in his shoes, then you would know that microscope that comes with yellow boots.
What, for his wiener?
Huh. It's a regular E.E. Cummings right there.
That's
huh?
really bad.
My favorite. Robert if you knew Frost. My father, you would know how hard he fought. And the way it brought a smile to people, light, medium, and dark.
Yeah.
You think she watched the tape?
Whoa.
That'd be kind of gross.
I could never watch a family member sex tape, so I just would like to hope that she wouldn't have.
But,
I mean, it's Brooke Hogan. She's weird.
Yeah.
She's just as weird as her dad.
She's hot.
She's hot, but, I mean...
Do you think she watched the tape, Toppy? I mean...
Well, I mean, otherwise she's just commenting on hearsay. I mean, she's got, in order to hear the audio, right?
Oh, I think even she watched the sex part of it.
Well, any part of it.
Yeah. That's a good point. I mean, but she now knows what we heard. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's such a weird situation. I mean, on top of it, him marrying a woman that looks just like his daughter. And remember when we had him on the show? He talked about how he would troll fans. And when they thought that it was his daughter, he wouldn't say anything, and then he'd just make out with her.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, his wife, of course, not his daughter. But
right. We hope.
Right.
Oh, man.
All right, next weird email. Man. The whole really thing weird, is dude. So weird, man.
And it looks like Radar Online just released, like, some more, like, some homophobic slurs that were recorded on
like
tape.
What did he say?
VH1 wanted me to do a big thing and go back to the house.
Brother.
I grew up in, Hulk says, discussing the season 4 finale of his show. So we knock on the door, and a big lives there now. This half-gay was enamored with Linda. Like, and there's, like, they release 6 more minutes of,
jeez,
like, this kind of stuff.
Dude, oh, well, you know, God has its way to make things better. Don't worry about it.
As long as you're not black or homo, good
right?
job.
God will help things out.
Jesus.
Oh. All right, next thing is from Jeff. Here's another serious thing, but this is an insane piece of audio, you guys. I grabbed the audio this morning. It happened in Medford, I think somewhere in Massachusetts, I believe. Is it? I don't know where exactly it is, but some guy was driving, and apparently he missed some kind of a stop sign or something like that, and some other dude jumped out of his pickup, like in camo shorts and a tank top, and started yelling and cursing at the dude.
Oh.
The dude that was the original bad driver, who were, you know, must have done something absent-minded, has a dash cam, which I thought was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a dash, so he started
Everybody's
recording.
Got one these days.
I guess I think it's interesting because I had no idea that people have them. But
oh, yeah. They're big in Russia because of all the insurance fraud that happens there.
Gotcha.
But I didn't know here.
Well, that makes sense because some of the audio you'll hear, I think it'll help kind of coincide with that information. So, turns out the guy who's freaking out on him is a detective that's just in plain clothes. So, the guy sees the guy jump out of the pickup truck. And in the video, you see the guy, whoever's driving with the dash cam, just starts backing up really fast. And he's probably just like, I'm getting the F out of here. This dude seems crazy. And the guy's like reaching into his pocket. And now he's thinking, oh, this dude's going to pull a gun on me.
Right.
So then the guy pulls out a badge. And that's when this driver stops. And he's like, oh, snap. It's a police officer. I'll stop. And the audio you're about to hear is this police officer just losing his mind. And the other guy just kind of trying to stay cool, calm, and collected. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, I didn't know you were a cop.
Right through your f***ing head.
I didn't know you were a cop.
I'll put a hole right through your head.
Okay, okay.
No, not even a cop. I'm a f***ing method detective. And you went through that f***ing rotary.
I didn't see a sign. I didn't see a sign.
Give me your license. Don't worry. There'll be a cruiser here in 2 seconds.
I'm sorry. I didn't see that sign.
Cruiser.
It's my f***ing sign.
Never mind. You're lucky I'm a cop because I'll be beating the f***ing piss out of you right now.
Jeez.
Give me a license.
I just want to let you
know. Give me a license.
I also want to let you know.
Give me a license.
Okay, I just want to let you know. I also have a dash camera.
That's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice. Cops, man.
I didn't mean, I swear to God, I didn't see any signs. I just was driving straight. I was following the line, and then I noticed it when the car was coming at me.
You screamed right at it.
I wasn't going fast at all. I was going 25 miles an hour.
What do you want?
I have GPS as well on my camera, which tells you the speed.
I know you're going to be a... Try to back up on me, take off.
I didn't see you were a cop. I saw you reaching in your pocket, and I'm from Lowell, Massachusetts, so I thought you had a, I thought you had a gun. I thought you had a gun, so I got scared.
Didn't show you the gun. Showed you my badge and ID.
I didn't. Well, all I see is you reaching through your pocket, and you're coming at me aggressively. I'm gonna run. It was scary.
You see the car head on. Shut it off. Shut it off.
Why do I need to shut it off?
You want to take off? Go ahead.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm asking you why I have to shut my car off. Why?
Shut it off.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
You might flee on me.
I'm not going to flee.
Shut it off right now.
All
right,
well.
Shut your car down.
Is he being detained?
Right.
Shut your car down.
He didn't wind up shutting it off. Like, at some point, there were a couple of witnesses he talked to, and they're like, yeah, we'll stick around. And the other cops show up, and then those cops are just like, he's like, hey, all right, everything turned out to be fine. And he's like, well, I kind of still want to talk to you about that detective.
Yeah.
He scared me.
Yeah.
And they're just like, well, you can bring it up to the judge when you go and fight whatever ticket he got. And but I'm like,
it's just uncalled for.
Oh, over the top. And he's still. And
what are you running for? You're going to back away from me. Yeah.
See, that's why I can't be.
For a gun. I'm sorry.
That's why I can't be. I would be the worst cop
you
ever.
You could never be a cop.
I get so angry when I'm driving around and stuff.
You would be an awful cop. You would be in the news.
I would ticket everybody, and it would be like you forgot to signal when you're changing lanes. All right, you know. back up against the car, handcuff you.
Yeah. You would be that cop. Toppy would be the cop that got involved with like some like, you know, secretary in the office. He banged. Yeah. So
Toppy would be the one
I wouldn't even be on the streets pulling people over.
No, you would go to the house parties where you'd bust the kids and then drink all the booze.
Yeah, nice. Nick would probably lose his gig because he was smuggling all the evidence from like drug busts.
Yeah, yeah. Narc Division with, like, was not the right place to be put me in.
We're the crappy version of the Shield.
We are.
Yeah, like Reno 911.
There you go. Yeah. Reno 911. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
That is insane, though. That audio is nuts.
That's scary, man.
Yeah.
If there's a guy coming at me, I don't care. I give
that guy credit for being calm. I'm scared, man. That's why I was going to drive away. And I love the part where he's like, my GPS is on the video.
Yeah.
Like, boom, shut you down.
Yeah. And if that cop came up to me, like, talking that way, man, that was very aggressive.
Yeah,
I would not have stuck around. Screw that. He's not in cop clothes. Like,
no,
not pulling me over with.
Well, you've been
sirens.
On the East Coast, Steve. You lived there for a while, so I mean, like,
yeah,
is that normal? That just sounds like Boston normal from all of the, you know, stereotypes that I've heard.
I mean, I've never had a run-in with a police officer like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I just,
yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm Mr. Squeaky Clean, but like, I'm pretty squeaky clean. Like, I don't do anything that gets, especially those days, I wouldn't drive in New York. I'd imagine I probably would have had a few encounters just with like douchey cops. You know, I mean, there's douchey in anything, any work, any line of work, there's going to be something douchey. And that guy seemed to be the epitome of a douchey cop.
Right.
This guy emailed us, and this is from Tim. He wanted us to hear this audio of John Cena. Who broke it? This is all wrestling, man. This is actual real wrestling podcast today. John Cena on Monday Night Raw last night broke his nose for real.
Ugh.
It was during his match with Seth Rollins. Seth went up and delivered like a knee to his face. It fully hit him in the face and just, I mean, like, flattened his nose. Blood.
Jeez.
Here's a part where the announcers are talking about it. It's awesome.
Look at his nose. Oh. John Cena's nose is definitely broken. You can see it by just looking at it there.
That Cena's nose is on the side of his face. Look at that. Oh, that is awful.
It's on the side of his face.
Awful.
Next email comes from Cody. Floating's been an ongoing topic on the MiGscast. There's a new float tank, Float Bellevue.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and check that one out in the near future. I'm going to float tomorrow. Very excited about
Ooh.
That in Seattle. Big topic on the MiGscast, and I love that more people are starting to float. Steve, you got me to try floating. One of the greatest escapes of my life, so thank you. On my last float, I tried something different. Uh-oh. I purchased some waterproof headphones.
Oh.
And I plugged them into my waterproof OtterBox, and I listened to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Smoked some weed before my float this last Sunday.
That's what I want to do next
time
now.
An expensive float.
What followed was the greatest experience of my life, and it can only be related to an experience I had with a mindfold. Now, if you don't know what a mindfold is, it's a blindfold, but there's like a foam ring around like the outer part of the blindfold, so that way the blindfold is like about an inch away from your face.
So it's not on your face.
So it feels like you can open your eyes, and it feels like you're blind. Like you're fully just in pitch dark. And supposedly, I watched a documentary about like hallucinogenics, and this one guy says the best way to experience mushrooms is with a mindfold and music, headphones. And then you're just fully immersed into the music of whatever it is you choose to listen to. He
Anybody
says
got mushrooms?
Not that I know of. he says, it'll be a pain in the ass to clean the salt off of my stuff afterwards, so user beware. I love the podcast from Cody. That does sound pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sticking in your own world.
Oof. Welcome to the machine. Welcome.
What are we doing? Turn the lights off, guys.
Feeling it, man.
That's the water.
I love this.
That's the water.
I love this album.
I feel like a robot.
This is the opening, and I was stoned in a tank. It'd be kind of freaky.
I kind of want to do that. I could bring like my phone in there and put it in a Ziploc bag and just turn on the speakerphone.
Yeah. How does that work, Toby?
Yeah.
It doesn't work very well.
The thing he was talking about, though, with the getting the salt over everything, that's a legit thing because I checked my phone right after I got out.
Yeah.
And I just had streaks of salt that took forever to get off.
My buddy Shawnee, the guy who owns Float Seattle, he decided one night to stay there and use that as his night's sleep. He slept in a tank.
Whoa.
For like 5 hours. He said it was like the best sleep of his life. I'll turn it back up, Toffee.
No, don't do it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, here we go.
Yikes. Headphones.
Psilocybin. Meltdown.
I don't know what else is on that album.
Money.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the
time. Oh, this is time. Yeah. I can't think of anything off. I'm trying to think of like Wizard of Oz. God, this would freaking be awesome in a float tank. Yeah. I need waterproof headphones.
I don't think you need anything. You're high right now, dude.
I feel it, man. I should get, as much as I goof on Pink Floyd, I need Dark Side of the Moon on vinyl.
Hell yeah.
I used to have it.
Okay, I guess I'll be stopping at the store on my way home.
That's right.
Eclipse. We probably don't got that one in there, though, right?
Dude.
What's the one with the,
Cody,
the chick
call.
Singing?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I know. No, I don't.
I know the song.
With
I don't
the
know
saxophone
what the, yeah.
And all
yeah.
That. Yeah, man. I love that song. I don't know it either. I suck.
Here comes the best part. Oh, wait. Son of a bitch. I always get excited too soon.
Yeah,
story of my
is,
life.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to cut you into little pieces.
Go, man. This is so sick.
Picking away the moments that make up a dull day. Fritter and waste the hours that laugh and wait. Kicking around on a piece of ground. Drugs. And then one day you find 10 years have gone behind you. No one told you when to run. You missed the starting gun.
Masturbate. Masturbate. Masturbate.
It's funny because I was thinking that, like, during the first verse of the song. Like, that's just, he's talking about having all this time.
Yeah.
And he's got to spend it in an offhand way.
Stiffy in the tank.
Rev, was that you? What happened to the rules in this place?
Tamales happen, brah.
Brother.
That's on you, Augustine.
I told him not to. You're doing it on purpose, too.
You told me to eat them, Augustine.
I'm trying not to breathe.
English way.
Hello.
Hello. Thought I'd
something more to say. Rev has a sticky ass. Rev has a sticky ass.
Rev has a sticky ass. Rev has a sticky ass.
Rev has a sticky ass.
Home again.
His ass stinky.
I like to be here when I can.
Smells like pork.
When I come
beef.
Home, cold and tired. It's good to warm my bones beside the fire.
Copy wants to do a guy and a girl. Copy wants to do a guy. Copy wants to do a guy.
Copy wants to do a guy.
Copy
wants to do a guy.
Copy wants to do. Copy wants to. Copy wants to do a guy.
Copy wants to do a guy and a girl.
That's amazing.
Oh man, that's just. What time is it?
It's almost noon.
Yeah,
man.
We gotta get.
It's
let's do Facebook drama. We gotta get out of here.
7 minutes later than it was when we started.
That was too much fun, man. True. That was more fun than it should have been.
The whole damn song.
Oh, we played all 640 plus some of them. Wish you were here. Or yeah.
Oh, Cody, that was for you. Yeah. Listen to that when you're stoned.
Right. Get in the tank and see that.
Hola.
Wow.
We have returned once again to listen to Listy Mix as he takes us to a time
for a guy and a girl.
All the bitches gather. They describe Becky being a slut door. Carl.
Poor Carl.
Having a weird STD.
Oh my god.
But there's one
damn
thing
Carl.
I always depend on.
Hot Carl.
Is the fact that a Titanic douche will see it and send it so we can read. Facebook drama.
Oh man. All right.
Wow.
Let's shut it down. Facebook drama. It's a chance for us to point out the stupidity that happened on Le Facebook. All right, this week is a good one. It involves a woman who hell hath no fury than a woman that has been scorned by her roommate banging her boyfriend. That's pretty much what it's about. Some serious drama going on. It's our chance to point out the stupidity that happens on Facebook. And if you're one of those people, in fact, I want to give props to
Sex.
Top Shelf.
I don't know where the hell they am. Somebody, oh, Faith, I swear it's only because of this podcast that I've refrained from Facebook drama this weekend. I'm at my limit, but I will not sink to their level from Faith.
So good job.
That public service announcement is working.
You taught somebody, at least one person.
Before we get to it, I do want to read this one because it came in a little bit ago and I want to address it. And I think it's something that is breaking all of the hearts of all of us Titanic douches. Rachel Barley got a boyfriend and has all but stopped posting snaps.
Oh, it's garbage.
Boo!
It was good while it lasted, douches. Hashtag rest in peace Snapchat. Titanic douche for life.
So what, she's like being a hypocrite about what she said?
You know what? Maybe not. If she did it because her boyfriend told her to do it, then I feel like she's being a hypocrite. But maybe she just digs the guy so much that she doesn't want the attention from horny, thirsty guys.
Very true.
Her Snapchat is 100% different. Like, it's just her in jeans. I mean, she still looks hot, but she's not doing anything naughty.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't need that extra attention.
Right.
She got her man.
But I mean, you know what? I'm happy for her. If she digs the guy that much that she's willing not to do the things that seem to make her happy in the first place, then all more power to her.
Gotta stay positive.
I think she's still working at the bikini stand. So
this is a bad business decision, though, man.
Oh, it's a terrible business decision. Hey, did you get a new screen?
Why? You didn't go over to her. You didn't go see her at her coffee stand.
I never did.
See, there's your problem, Top Shelf.
So her milkshake didn't bring you to the yard?
No. I only have the Instagrams.
Right.
And I can't even find her last post.
She doesn't post often anymore. I got a text from her the other day just saying how she missed us guys. I'm like, yeah, well, come back in sometime.
Sure.
Although, I don't know. Maybe our Titanic
she'll bring her boyfriend.
Yeah, she'll bring her boyfriend for you again.
Then she's out. She's out. She's dead to us.
I gotta pay for him, too.
No. Hey, look, I'm happy for her. She's got a dude that's cool, but it is weird because whenever I used to see her snaps, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good.
Yeah,
and then it's like
good,
it's a snap of her and her boyfriend. And I'm like, wah, wah.
Yeah, hey, perfect for the competition right now.
Put it back away.
That's true. We don't need it.
You know what? There's going to be
This is good timing.
No Master of Puppets.
We should
for all
be
the
thanking
DDs.
Her boyfriend for keeping us all on the up and up.
That's right.
Yeah, she posted in her last six Instagrams.
Yep.
Three of them contain her man.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, I mean, she's just falling off.
I love it. We're all disappointed that she's happy. How dare she?
That's a good point.
Toppy's unfollowing her.
I just understand where Toppy's coming from with the whole business decision thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's why she's on there
but
doing
who knows?
This.
But who knows? I mean, she had a lot more followers in a lot more states than were actually coming by the coffee stand.
We don't know. I mean, if it hasn't affected her business, then who am I to tell her what
exactly.
to do?
Exactly.
You know, only God and Hulk Hogan can judge.
That's right.
So,
yep.
And Virgil.
Sure.
All right, let's do our Facebook drama. So, you know what? Playing the role of Stacy will be Top Shelf.
Toppy's thank you for that.
All right. Playing the role of Lexi, I'll be Lexi. Playing the role of Sally will be Nick.
Nick.
And playing the role of Dan, John
Sally.
Dirty Dan.
Dan the man.
Is Rev. Okay, so Toppy, you will be Stacy. I will be Lexi. Nick, you are Sally. And Rev, you will be Dan. Another fine edition of Facebook Drama.
So I caught my roommate hooking up with my boyfriend while we were all watching a movie together in the same damn room. Let's just say I have a few lives to ruin. Hashtag revenge of Stacy.
OMG! Are you fucking kidding me? You're seriously blasting me on social media? You guys aren't even dating. You went on three dates. You are an epic psycho. Dan got a taste of sexy Lexi, and he can't get enough of my sweetness.
Lexi, 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 I cannot believe you hooked up Dan. You did this to get me back in college.
Wait.
I'm reading those right.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you are.
Do you want me to start over and try and correct it while I read it?
You
might
want
to hurt my eyes.
Look, obviously grammar's not Sally's strong suit.
All right. Lexi, 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 I cannot believe you hooked up with Dan. You did this back to me in college. You hooked up with Travis back in the day. And now, Dan, you were the biggest hoe at Woodinville High School.
Go Falcons!
You were the biggest skank at WSU.
Go Cougs!
And now, you're the biggest tramp in Tacoma.
2-5 drizzle.
You are not sexy. You have a smoker's voice, and your face looks like my grandmother's leather couch.
So a songbird just told me that sexy Lexi needs to get her herpes meds refilled. Do I need to post a picture of her herp prescription bottle?
Whoa, this whole thing is getting out of control. Everyone calm the fuck down before somebody really says something hurtful. We are not exclusive, Stacy. You didn't even let me kiss you. All I did with Lexi was make out and round second base a little. I don't want people thinking I have herpes.
Stacy, you spread lies more than you spread your legs. You act all innocent, but you're a skank.
Okay, this whole thing's too heavy for me to deal with. I didn't want any of this. I honestly thought y'all were just chilling down as hell. I didn't know you ladies were a bunch of f***ing tweakers. Fuck this. Dan is out. Why does drama always fill the Dan man? Damn, y'all. Is it 420 yet?
I'm not the kind of girl to trash peeps on social media, and I don't give a f*** anymore. So what if I slept with a bunch of guys? I don't hide who I am. God and I know my story. If God didn't want me to be so damn promiscuous, he wouldn't have made my libido as strong.
I'm so baked right now. I don't even give a fuck anymore. It's amazing what weed does for anxiety. Hashtag so fucking chill right now.
Must have been an indica.
Yeah. In the couch.
That's a nice hybrid.
Or in the bed.
Yeah. That's right. Ooh.
If God didn't want me to be so damn promiscuous, he wouldn't have made my libido so strong.
Truth. I just thought about Hulk in there, man.
I know. That was so weird. It's like full circle.
Yeah.
It's God, man.
All right, well, we're 1 foot out the door because we got to do a couple of things outside of this, but then we're going to be heading on down and checking out. Next week, we'll give our full recap of our experience at Rainier on Pine, which is a recreational pot shop in Tacoma. Look them up on Facebook and on Google. You can find out where they're at and go check them out. If you do go, make sure to say hi to Danny. Say you heard it on the Migs cast. You never know. He might give you a handshake or something. I don't know.
What?
A handshake. Not the kind that involves Master of Puppets.
Okay.
But I'm very excited to check it out. That's going to be a fun little road trip. We'll post pictures. We'll do all that fun stuff. Maybe get some video as well. Get a peek inside the world that is recreational marijuana. Next week also, the Goot himself.
Goot.
Steve Gutenberg going to be joining us on the Migs cast. Thank you, Augustine, for your tamales.
Oh, yeah.
They're always delicious.
Oh,
with that sour cream, or cream cheese, not sour cream.
Yeah. Word to your mother.
All right. Fun podcast today, boys.
Weird.
Yeah. I'm never going to listen to Pink Floyd the same way.
We got to stay positive.
From Mono Nick, the Reverend in Fuego, Top Shelf,
yeah!
Steve Migs, and this is the Migs cast. We appreciate you guys listening. Please share this podcast with your friends. The more, the merrier. Find us on Facebook. All you got to do is just go to Facebook and type in the Migs cast and join our group. And don't forget, you can also leave us an email at themigscast@gmail.com or call us or leave us a text message, 253-271-4787. So stay positive and suck it, douches.